This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're being a part of the conversation. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, including, you know, you can buy my book. That helps us, too. When you buy stuff that we have on our websites, other conservatives as well, then it helps us keep the show going. It helps us, you know, I recently had to get some new equipment in. Helps us pay for stuff. I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I don't get, what does he get? What does that man make, like $70 million a year? I'd go for seven. I'd be good with $7 million. I'd be good with, you know, 1.7 a year would be good, too. I'd take that as well. But anyhow, we all need help. Every one of your conservative commentators needs help. And it's because of things that are going on, as you've heard, with Facebook and Google and all of the social medias that are kind of clamping down on their funneling, if you would, the conservative commentators like myself. So, you know, pick a couple, skip a couple of cups of coffee, and help out. It's really that simple. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Helps when I have email addresses, because then I have an email base that can say, look at what I'm able to do with the base that I have. Look what I'm able to do with the information that I have. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, encouraging me, sending me emails, buying my stuff. I really do appreciate it, more than you know. So, I haven't decided whether I want to play this thing or not. But apparently, see, stuff like this gets me mad, not because of who they are, but because of the empowerment they believe that they have, or should have, for that matter. And now my understanding is the transgender women say that men won't date us because they're insecure and weak. I mean, I could have a field day with this, and then you guys would call me a hater. But isn't it interesting that the group that's always pushing freedom of thought and freedom of this and freedom of that, well, they don't want it on college campuses. We already know that. Right? You already know that. I already know that. But they're now going to tell you what and how you should think, who you should date, how you should date. I mean, earlier somebody pulled up an old story that we did. Remember that woman that was, I mean, look, my mom used to say that beauty was in the eye of the beholder, and I believe that, right? And there was a very large woman who obviously is not taking care of herself in more than one way. Like maybe you should wash your hair once in a while kind of thing, all right? And she said it is a form of rape. It's like reverse rape because people don't want to date her because she's fat. Her words, not mine. No. People don't want to date you because you're hideous. Because you're dirty. Because you won't, it's very obvious, you won't shower. So it's not because you're over, because look at, I know guys that love large women. They do. And God bless them. That's why my mom used to say, there's always a woman for you. Well, listen, ladies, there's always a man for you. And if you can't find the one you want, maybe you're hanging out in the wrong places. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You take that any way you want to. But it used to just make me, nuts with these people. And it still does. So how do you say, this is great. How do you say this? So last week, this is a company called Mike, I guess, an American internet media company that caters to millennials, released a video depicting trans women discussing their travails. But here's the problem with all of this. If you're telling me that I'm afraid of you because you're some kind of trans person, the fact that you don't care, that, look, I don't want to date anybody who has the same or may have had the same parts that I have. Doesn't do anything for me. And don't give me that stupid stuff like, oh, well, how do you know? Have you tried? No. You know what? I haven't tried live squid, but I know for sure, knowing me, I'm not going to like it. And I'm not even going to try it. But who do you think you are? You talk about bullying? You talk about playing games with people, playing head games with people, fear-mongering. You're sitting there telling straight folks that they're bad, that they're wrong, that they're weak because they don't want to date a transgender person? That ain't right. It just ain't right. To use my best English. 855 Real Joe. If you think I'm really wrong, see, here's what I love. You transgender, gay and lesbian groups, people that listen to the show, and I know you listen to the show because you write about stuff I say. I'll play the clip in the next. But you write about stuff I say. So why would you write about stuff I say and not comment in our chat room or even call into the show? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. If you agree with this article, call me. I'd love to know why and how. How do you do this? I'm Joe Vecini, your host. Listen to Real Science. Be back in a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you guys for being part of the... I want to thank you guys for being part of the action. You know what I'm saying? I really do. I want to thank you guys for being part of the conversation and, you know, playing nice with each other. That's always good, too. Look, I'm not looking for anybody to rip anybody apart in this show. I mean that sincerely. I don't want you... Shouldn't be doing it. I don't want you ripping each other apart. It's not the way... For us to get along, it's not the way for us to work things out. Never going to work anything out if you guys are just going to be nasty towards each other. Right? I mean, how many conversations start off with, hey, Messina, you're an idiot. Right? I mean, that works out well, doesn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. All right, so, yes, I had to suffer through it, so you're going to, too. So according to this group, Mick, No, I'm not making fun. It's what they're called. Excuse me. They say that transgender, if you're a straight white male, so to speak, their words, not mine, and you won't date one of their transgender girls or transgenders, you're a cisgen. See, this is so confusing. I don't even know how to lay it out there, right? It's if you can't, like, okay, right. That, I don't know. I'm just going to play it. You got to hear what they have to say. Because in essence, and for all intents and purposes, they're making fun of you. Because you can't handle being with somebody who's not their born gender, if you would. Because, you know, gender and sex now are two different things. I don't know. But my argument with this whole thing is the fact that they're forcing you to think a certain way, or else you're weak, you're feeble-minded. Think about that. We're feeble-minded. But if we try to force you to think a certain way, then we're infringing, we're pushing ourselves on you. And it's not cool. And it's bad. And we're trying to put you or pigeonhole you or whatever the heck they're going to call it or not call it. Help me. Maybe somebody on the other side can enlighten me here. Let's play this.
If the idea is that a guy dating a trans woman makes him gay, then what you're basically saying is that a trans woman is not a woman. She's like a boy playing dress up. I mean, like, I haven't put, like, all the work and the money and the time and the resources into my transition for people to say that I'm playing dress up. I'm not playing dress up. This is who I am 24/7.
Now, it's funny because I've never heard that before, number one, but I don't live in that community. This is why I wish Xander was with us tonight, because he's told me the same thing. Look, are you transitioning to a woman? Do you already have all the parts and pieces? Because if you already have all the parts and pieces, now should you not be called a woman? I mean, what's his name? Jenner. If he has totally transitioned, I don't know, and I don't want to look. Some of you might be able to tell me. Totally into a woman, then why still the trans in the front? Why is it just woman? I mean, we don't call our little boys trans men because they're transitioning into men. Right? I mean, we've never used that term. They're either boys or men. There's no place in between.
Certain cis men who I find are trans attracted.
But do they know? See, this is the part that gets me irritated, because you make it sound like it's such an everyday part of life that they know this is what you are and what you're doing. Most don't. I've been in groups of guys or talking to guys who have said, you know, they went for a date or a situation arose, and all of a sudden they found themselves with a man in their mind. So, yeah, you wonder why they get uptight, upset. It's because nobody's told them. You haven't told them. You have been up front. You haven't been honest about it on the front end. Or is that our fault too? I'm just asking. I don't know.
Their approach to trans women specifically is a very dismissive approach. I think that their view on us is that of a weak boy. They don't really see us as women.
I tend to just a little.
Now notice that she said, they see us as weak. Okay? That their attitude or mindset is different. Well, of course it's different. If I'm looking at what I perceive to be a pretty woman, an attractive female, okay, why do you get to assume that I'm going to be okay with everything? Why do you get to shove that down my throat? If you're truly being honest, if you're truly living your life honestly, then tell that person ahead of time before they get involved in a relationship.
A little bit skimpy and skimpy things. Guys definitely, you know, tend to approach me more often than not at night time. than in a day, because it's that whole thing about, you know.
Now, here's the funny thing. She says she dresses a little bit more skimpy, you know. Well, no, I don't know. I mean, are you dressing more inviting? Right? I mean, again, they approach you more at night. If you're walking the streets at night and you're dressing skimpily, what do you think they think you're doing? What self-respecting woman or man or whatever is walking the streets downtown looking for a legitimate date, somebody to you know, not hook up with, because I know that has a whole different meaning nowadays. But, I mean, seriously, think about what you're saying. This is what we've done in society. Everything is open to anything. Whatever you think, want to do, whatever pops between your ears when you're on the left is okay and good and inviting. So let me see. You're dressing skimpy. You're dressing inviting. You're walking around in the streets at night, and you're wondering why more men are looking at you, and I am the weak-minded one.
Keeping us a secret and, you know, not wanting to engage with us in front of everyone else. So even if they're looking in the daytime, they won't engage.
Because if you're dressing the way you say, if you're walking the way you say, you're just walking around the streets, well, what do you know what they might or might not be thinking? I'm just asking the question. I'm asking the question a whole bunch of people are thinking.
My experience, there are times where a man will approach me and, you know, they think I'm attractive, and then they start to talk to me and they hear my voice, and then they're like, oh, she's transgender. And then, like, I feel like the immediate reaction at that point is, like, to get angry or to get violent.
Well, look, you're putting out to the other side. Now, how you live your life or what you believe is up to you. But are you not putting out somewhat of a falsehood to the other person? Unless you're at a transgender bar, and that's exactly where they went. If they went there, then they know what to expect. So you're not being honest either. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
That is one of my favorite intros. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Truly, I mean that sincerely. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for hanging in. Some of this stuff makes me nuts. But head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. Give me your email address. Because if you give me your email address, I send out an email every week. I let you know who's going to be on the show topic. But you can only imagine. We're most of the time we cover the topics of the day. But once in a while, you know, not so much. I want to do some other stuff, too. Now, I was talking about how this whole, they're up, the transgender community is upset that straight, whatever men won't date them. And that they get aggravated when they find out, or they get angry when they find out that what appears to them to be a pretty young lady is actually a transgender person who may still be male and have the male parts and pieces. But I remember back in the 70s and 80s. Okay? Yeah, some of you remember. Right? I think it's Aerosmith. And it would be so irritating. Now, I was too young. But you get these stories, and especially the rockers and others, and they'd go into these clubs, and I don't know, what did they call them? They were transgender. They were not cross-dressers. They had a different name for people who lived that lifestyle. Yeah, I know. You wouldn't know. Never mind. I don't know why I look at you for this stuff.
Because the drag clubs, but those were for entertainment, not
so, you know, you sit there. And in those days, they got mad because they weren't told up front. And that's really what it boils down to. Let the person you're trying to entice, if you would, make the decision on their own. What gives you the right to shove it down their throats? Isn't it interesting? You think because you like somebody, you're excited that they looked at you, and all of a sudden they're locked in. That's it. You know, there are plenty of people that you get together with somebody, you love their looks, but then when you get with them, when you actually sit down and have a conversation with them and look at, the looks do not overcome all the other stuff. All right? That's just real life. People don't like you, they just don't like you, and you can't force it. You can't change them. You can't make them. No matter how hard you try or how much you think you can. And it isn't, and for you, I mean, you guys should know this. You guys on the left should, this should be a home run for you. You guys on the left, this should be an easy one, right? You don't want to be, you guys, definitely. You don't want to be forced to do anything. So when this person says they get mad and she can't figure out why, she's not being honest. She's just not being honest. Or is she really that self-centered that she doesn't know why? I mean, seriously, are you that self-centered that you really just simply don't know why?
Like, why did you trick me? Like, you know, why are you walking around like this, trying to fool all these men?
Whether I'm weaker than you or not, whether my lifestyle is different than yours, whether you may not understand my gender identity.
You know what I love about, if you watch this person, they don't look at the camera once. If you're proud of what you are and who you are and what you're doing, then be bold about it. Not intrusive. Not in somebody's face and intrusive, but be bold about it. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you're uncomfortable and unsure, then you're not going to look somebody in the face. If you think that what you're doing is wrong and that there's something different about it, you're not going to look somebody in the face. If you really, truly believe that what you're doing is right, then stand up for yourself.
It doesn't mean that I'm weaker than you. I find myself to be a lot stronger than those people, actually, because my strength has to come from within, you know, the endurance of, like, what I have to endure day to day and what I have to do day to day to be myself and all of the things that I face on a day-to-day basis. I think it makes me resilient, and that actually makes me stronger than that kind of...
So you're stronger because you're not telling the other person the lifestyle that you're living. That's what makes you stronger. I get that you have to be different and you got to do different things and there's different ways you live your life. I get all of that. But you're simply stronger. This is the part that I just floors me. You're simply stronger because you're rejecting. See, I can't even make sense out of this. No, you're stronger when you go to places and you tell people the lifestyle you're living and you allow them to make the decision. You calling somebody weak or insensitive or wrong because they don't want to drain a transgender person, that's mean. That's nasty. That's bullying. That's a form of, you know, oh, that's political correctness on your side. There's certain types of women I wouldn't date. I didn't want to go after. Did that make me, I don't know, phobic to certain types of women? Right? See, you don't play equally. You don't play even-handedly. And then you wonder why. No, you don't wonder why. You've made up a reason why. We won't take you seriously. We won't give you the respect you want. You don't respect us.
This man, so... I actually think they're weaker.
So, I love these people. Again, they're forcing on us what they believe to be truth. And if we don't believe it to be truth, then we're the bad guys. We're the small-minded ones. You talk about, again, the double standards. I've talked about it forever. There's nothing new here. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I'm not telling you in any way, shape, manner, or form to be mean to these people, to be rude to them, but you also need to stand up for yourselves. When they think that that you're wrong, you're bad, you're mean because you won't date them, no! The one transgender person was pretty large. I never dated large women. Don't want to. Right? I mean, some guys like short women and tall women and whatever. Trump's looking for $18 billion, yeah, would it be, to extend the border wall over the next 10 years. And they'll need, you know, they'll need, obviously, they'll need time to build it. We're not stupid. So they've asked Congress to set aside $18 billion over the next decade to install or replace more than 700 miles of a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. Now, the proposal by U.S. Customs and Border Protection would extend the barrier's coverage to 970 miles, nearly half the distance of the southern border. It also includes 316 miles of new construction and 407 miles of replacement or secondary fencing. I think they should do what they did at the Berlin Wall. No, not shoot people. Don't get me wrong. But it was almost impossible to get through there. And they didn't have to have helicopters flying all over the place and patrols all over the place because they could see them coming. Because they had to go over two walls, and they had an area that they had. Well, hey, we could put a moat there with some crocodiles. That wouldn't be bad either. The proposal by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection would extend the barrier's coverage to 970 miles. You know, these guys do this for a living. They do this every day. They see what's going on down there. Why aren't we listening to them? Why aren't we doing what they want? But here's the funny part about this. This is not costing us anything. This really will save us money. And you know what? Mexico will pay for this. Right now, we're spending, what, between $90 and $100 billion a year in taking care of illegal immigrants in one way, shape, manner, or form. I don't care. From start to finish, will we catch them, don't catch them, deport them, don't deport them, put them in our jails, don't put them in our jails. The ones that are on state aid, and don't tell me they're not because they are. Right, so what's the difference between doing that? I'll cut that in half. I'll tell you what, I would approve $50 billion for a wall because you'd save us almost $50 billion. At least right off the bat. And then that money from the Hispanics coming here, the people coming over the border, there's no money going back to Mexico. So they will be paying for it because they won't get the benefit of our money. Wouldn't that be nice? I am Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You get a shiver.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
This is good music.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-563. I told you guys this story a million times, but I got to know every word of that song. I probably heard that thing about 2,200 times. In the seventies, late '70s, whatever, early '80s, heading down to Florida to take the Dade County Sheriff's exam. Yeah, don't laugh because I think they did too when they showed up. So, and I remember my Uncle Bill at the time saying, "I hope you fail that test." Because at the time, I mean, it's not funny, but they were killing sheriffs down there, deputy sheriffs. And it was very violent and whatever. And anyhow, yesterday's news. But it was funny. But I heard that song. It was one of those things where, you know, you're driving down the East Coast and station after station after station, it was playing that song. And it just makes you nuts. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The Trumpster's at it, though. I got to tell you. See, I have no problem with this. I think this is wonderful. I think it's great that he's throwing this out there. Let Congress have to deal with this stuff. the DACA thing. Let Congress have to deal with this stuff. When it comes to the issues with taxes and certain issues that have to be taken care of, I'm glad he's not doing a pen stroke. Let Congress do their job. You know, I'm going to love this, that when the economy is turning around, people are getting more jobs, they're getting bonus checks, things are looking up for these people, not one Democrat voted for it. See, California's a Democrat utopia, right? They're just going to keep taxing you, right? We're in the toilet out here. Seriously. We keep circling. We're waiting to go down. We just keep circling around, waiting to go under. But as I was saying before with the break, he's going to build that wall. Mexico's going to pay for it. The way they're going to pay for it, they're not going to cut us a check. Anybody, and I said it during the race. I said, he's not saying they're going to cut us a check. Let's not be stupid about this, okay? What he's saying is that financially they will take care of this wall. Do you know how they're going to take care of the wall? Instead of us paying almost $99 billion a year to handle the illegal immigration problems that we have, we'll probably cut that down to a good $30 or $40 billion. I'm just guessing. Because once you put the wall up, if you're going to cut out 40, 50, 60% of the crossings, because there's people going to come to that wall, they're going to think they can get over it. They're not. Others aren't going to try. I love it. The hypocrites. Oh, see? Yeah, I hit the button. The hypocrites, known as the Democrats on the left, you know, the Sheila Jackson Lees, the Maxine Waters of the world, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. We've got to leave the border open. We've got to bring those people up from this, South America, from Mexico, the war-torn cities. People are getting killed and they're getting shot at. You didn't give a crap about the Christians that were being massacred in the Middle East. You weren't worried about them. Were you sending planes to help them out? Fly them back over here? Nah, you didn't care about them. No. See, that's the hypocrisy behind it. There's no equality. Just like the piece I just did about the transgender women. They want to force you to have to date them or to go out with them. Yet you can't force them to do anything because then, right, you're a misogynist, you're a bigot, a racist, homophobe, a transphobe, whatever. I mean, they come up with every name known to mankind. Trump has repeatedly promised to construct a big, beautiful wall. And actually, if you look at some of the... I wonder if he said to those guys, hey, I don't want some ugly concrete up there either. I want something that looks nice. Maybe some gold trim around it or something, you know? But they're not ugly walls. Right? He offered a few details where it would be built and when and at what cost. His administration asked for $1.6 billion this year to build or replace 74 miles of the fencing. That's in the Texas and California area. The officials have said that they also will seek $1.6 billion next year. The 10-year plan resulted from discussions with senators who asked the agency what it would take to secure the border. So they actually went to the guys that are at the border. There weren't a bunch of community organizers in a room trying to decide how to build a wall. No, no. They went to the guys that carry the guns, that have rocks thrown at them, that get beaten up, that are out there in the middle of the night. Those are the guys they went to. God forbid you should go to the people who have a clue to learn how to do this, right? The plan also comes as the administration intensifies negotiations in Congress on a package that may include granting legal status to about 800,000 people who were temporarily shielded from deportation under the Obama-era program called DACA. Trump said last year that he was ending DACA, but gave Congress until early March to deliver legislation to fix it, which is the way it should work. Look, I don't want to pull the rug out from under people. It can't be that cold, okay? You have people that were allowed to flourish, to be here, to work here and all that. Nobody ever stopped them. Nobody ever got in the way. And all of a sudden you can say, okay, it ends today at 2. No, that ain't right. You know, it was just like that couple that the news made a big deal out of without telling you the minor details, where they deported that couple that was here for 30 years, even though their kid had been born here. And it wasn't just because they were here for 30 years. They had plenty of time to get the paperwork done. They had plenty of time to file what they needed. And even when they were given extensions, even under this administration, they did nothing. They didn't file a piece of paperwork. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California described the CBP proposal as alarming. In a letter from a fellow House Democrat Friday morning, Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin of Illinois told the Wall Street Journal that the plan threatened to undermine negotiations on a spending bill. Why should it? Why should it? You should be more worried about American citizens than you are about illegals that are here. You should be more worried about taking care of people that are here legally, that were born here, that have been paying taxes, whose parents are paying taxes, whose grandparents you pillage their estate taxes on. You know, D.C. is amazing to me from a standpoint of wasting money, wasting other people's money, wasting our money doesn't seem to bother them at all. On both sides, not just one. It's outrageous that the White House would undercut months of bipartisan efforts by, again, trying to put the entire wish list of a hardline anti-immigration bill. Anti-immigration? You mean pro-immigration, anti-illegal immigration. See how they play? That's according to Dick Durbin. Again, a lie. The plan on the border securely came in response to a request by Senator Jeff Flake. An administration official confirmed the document was prepared at the request of the congressional negotiators and said that funding for the wall and other security measures must be part of any legislation package, especially if it includes immigration. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the plan has not yet been made public. Is this a leaker? Now, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told the Associated Press on Tuesday that the wall would be the first and foremost in any package that includes new protection for DACA recipients. She also said the administration wanted to close loopholes on issues that included handling asylum claims and forcing or having local police work with immigration authorities. Look, it has to be a complete package. Let the Dems shut it down. I'm serious. Let the Dems shut down government. Let it fall on their shoulders. They can go to those cities like San Francisco and other places, and what they can do is try to sell, or they will sell to the illegals, hey, I'm fighting for you. But then go to an American city where now the people have got tax refunds, okay, where they now have jobs, where they've actually gotten more money in their hourly paycheck, and go ahead and try to convince them that them holding out to give illegal aliens the right to be here, more of their tax money, let me see them sell that. That would be funny. Mexico has steadfastly rejected Trump's demand that it pay for the wall. Few doubt that the U.S. taxpayer will foot the bill if the wall is built. Now, here's the deal. I've already told you. They will pay for the wall. They're going to pay for it in revenue. They're going to pay for it in money that's not being returned back to Mexico. And don't tell me about the tax money we're going to lose. It's a line of bunk. CPB document includes $5.7 billion for towers, surveillance equipment, and other technologies, $1 billion over 5 years for road construction and maintenance, and $8.5 billion over 7 years for 5,000 new Border Patrol agents, 2,500 border inspectors, and many other personnel for the border. I'm good with that. My tax money can go to that. I'm good with that. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Check us out at therealside.com or head up to GCN Live. You can check out stations, times, and all that other fun stuff. We'll be back in a minute.